Today we're going to continue in John 5, 31 to 40, testimonies about Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen daily. Let's read John 5, 39 and 40 again. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they that testify about me, yet you will not come to me to have life. The entire Bible gives testimony about Jesus. The subject of John 5:31-40 is testimonies about Jesus. The scripture itself is one of the testimonies that Jesus mentioned. When we read the Bible, we should let it point us to Jesus and lead us into a deeper relationship with him. Jesus himself is life. The written words of the Bible alone are not life, but they lead us to Jesus so that we can receive his life. Let's pray. Father, guide us today by your Spirit as we read and study your word. Reveal Christ to us through the scriptures and fill us with his life today in Jesus' name. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Testimonies about Jesus, John 5, 31 to 40. Beginning with verse 31, Jesus said, If I testify about myself, my witness is not valid. It is another who testifies about me. I know that testimony which he testifies about me is true. According to Jewish law, the testimony of one man is not a valid witness. Truth has to be established by two or three witnesses, as it is written in Deuteronomy 19:15. A matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Therefore, according to the scripture, Jesus' witness of himself would not validate his claims without the witness of others. Jesus spoke of another witness who testifies about me. He was not talking about John the Baptist, but about his father. Verse 33, you have sent to John, and he has testified about the truth, but the testimony which I receive is not from man. However, I say these things that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. Jesus referred to John the Baptist in verse 33, so some scholars think he was talking about John when he said, there is another who testifies. However, Jesus said in verse 34, the testimony I receive is not from man. It seems that Jesus was referring to John the Baptist's witness to introduce the witness of his father in verses 36 to 38. John gave witness that Jesus is the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world and the bridegroom. Verse 36, but the testimony which I have is greater than that of John, for the works which the Father gave me to accomplish, the very works I do, testify about me, that the Father has sent me. The works that he did through the Father, the works gave testimony that the Father had sent Jesus. The Jewish leaders could not deny the healings and miracles Jesus did, but they refused to attribute them to God the Father. They refused to acknowledge that the Father sent Jesus, his son, to them. In other words, they rejected the witness of the Father in the works of Jesus. Verse 37, the Father himself, who sent me, has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. You don't have his word living in you because you don't believe him who he sent. Why didn't the Jewish leaders accept the testimony and believe in Jesus? The Jewish leaders probably challenged Jesus' words, saying, how can you say the Father testifies about you? How can you prove this? But this is not a human court of law. We must understand who is the judge and jury. The living God is the judge and jury. If he gives testimony, then it is, of course, 100% true. It should be obvious to human beings that God himself determines truth. If we want to know the truth, we must listen to his testimony. We can try to argue this, but it would be like a little boy arguing with the ocean, saying, there's no fish in the sea because I can't see them. We are like the little boy sometimes. We think we have it all figured out, and we can prove our position by human logic. But we must understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowing God is understanding, Proverbs 9:10. God has provided other witnesses so that people may both know that he has spoken through Christ, so that they can they have no excuse for neglecting to put their trust in him. The Father himself gave testimony to the people so that they could believe, but their hearts were hard and they refused to believe. God also gives testimony to each person so they can believe. Jesus confronted them directly. He said, my Father has testified about me, but you have rejected his words. You have not heard his words. You do not have his words living in you because you don't believe in me, though the Father sent me. So one question that we should ask, do you have the living word in you? Do you hear God speaking to you through the scriptures? How do you experience the life of Jesus through the scriptures? Jesus often said, he who has ears, hear. He warned us to be careful how we hear. The key to hearing God speak is the heart. Jesus told the Jewish leaders that they could not hear what God was saying because their hearts were hard. The question is not, do you have Bible knowledge? The question is not, do you understand the scriptures? The question is, do you have the living word in you? One of the main ways we receive life is through the scriptures. Jesus came to give us life. As we meditate on his word, listen and receive his words into our hearts, his words come to live in us. This is one of the primary processes through which we receive the life of Christ. The goal of Bible study is not intellectual understanding of the Bible or theological doctrine. The goal is to have the living word of Christ, Jesus himself, living in us. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The words of God are not just theological doctrines or principles. They are life and spiritual food. We can eat this spiritual food and receive life from God through his word. The goal is not merely to understand what the Bible says, but to receive the life of God through his word. As Jesus taught in the parable of the soils, the words God speaks are like seeds which grow in our hearts. If our hearts are good soil, those seeds will grow and produce 30, 60, and 100-fold. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you spoke to us and gave us witnesses to us in many ways so that we could believe in Jesus. Give us soft hearts to hear and receive the words you're speaking to us daily. May your words take root in our hearts and produce a rich harvest to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.